Thank you, House Band. Here we go. Tuesday morning on the John DiBella Show, the daily podcast for May 25th, talking big bets. And my God, am I jealous if you foresaw Phil Mickelson winning over the weekend. Some guy climbed up into a brontosaurus, and the result was not as fun as you might imagine. It's Memorial Day weekend coming up, so we talked road trips. Song Stories Today featured the Germans. And we did a little research and found some rather surprising songs that bands refuse to play. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I know that a lot of people still amazed about Phil Mickelson and the PGA Championship.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy, an unnamed gambler, this should make you really happy, Dave.
Oh, no.
Right? $1,000 is what he placed on Mickelson.
Oh, no God. Way. What odds did he get?
Well,
200?
He walked away with $300,000.
He got 300 to 1. Wow.
Right? Other wagers were a $150 bet brought home $30,000. A $250 bet brought in $37,500. Right, when the tournament teed off, he was 200 to 1 when it teed off,
and that's
then
what
it
I
dropped,
saw,
and then he dropped to what 301 after the first hole. Didn't he like bogey the first hole?
Oh yeah, Matt Cord was talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, right. So just amazing.
I almost have a problem with these people who bet $1,000 on this guy that has no chance at winning.
Yeah, who has this kind of money to just flush?
Obviously, they don't work in radio.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Have you ever lost your phone? I mean, and didn't find it again, lost it?
No.
No?
No. Thought I was going to, but I found it on the highway.
Yeah. On the highway. I forgot about that. I realized, as I was saying that, I said, I just realized that whole thing.
Thanks to your rug.
Thanks to the rug from my house. All right? This happened in Spain.
All right.
It seems that outside of a movie theater, they have this giant stegosaurus. It's paper mache, with a frame, but it's a huge...
Like Lucy the Elephant.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Well,
El Lucy. La Lucy.
It seems that some guy, a 39-year-old guy, a couple of people walking past and they smelled this terrible stench, and some 39-year-old guy had climbed up on it, and there must have been a slot or something on the top of it. And his phone fell in.
Okay.
So he decided that he wanted to get his phone back. So he starts crawling into the stegosaurus, hanging by his feet, right? And his arm wasn't long enough to grab the phone, and he wasn't strong enough to do a curl in order to get back up.
Oh, no.
And he hung there and died.
No,
oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, my Lord.
He died in the stegosaurus, and the only way they found him was this man and his son are walking past, and there's this wretched smell.
How long was he in there?
Right, well, obviously long enough to starve and die.
Days.
Right, he must have been.
Couldn't get out of there?
Well, he was hanging upside down, so I don't know how much that played into effect.
All the blood to his head, probably passed out, then he fell and hit his head.
You'd think he would scream or something, but he must have been knocked out.
It depends on what time. He could have done it at night, he was around.
Probably drunk.
Right, So, but hanging from his feet above.
I did not think that story was going to go that way. I thought he was going to be escaping from the back end.
Yeah. Oh, how appropriate. This was an unintended programming choice.
The John DiBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequence.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
Today and tomorrow seem to be the last 2 days because we're going to have to start to put together the Philly 500. So voting will end tomorrow, and that's why we're asking you, please, make sure you go to WMGK and vote for what you believe are the best songs in rock. And we're hoping that you also do a write-in vote for a Brandy by Looking Glass because we want to piss off Bill, our program director, because he gave us such crap. We asked to play it one time. And you would think like we were asking for his firstborn child,
He doesn't even like his firstborn. I've talked to him about it.
Yeah, you have? Well, it's all about the daughter. It's never about the son. Right. But anyway, he just gave us such crap about it. We decided, let's see if we can do this. Let's see if we can get it into the 500. I would like to see it in the top 50, to tell you the truth. And knowing Bill, he'll probably suppress the vote.
Probably.
He will probably. I'm going to demand a recount. I can tell you, by Tuesday of next week, I'm going to be demanding.
And
a
if
recount.
That doesn't work, we'll get an audit.
Right. That's.
We'll
it.
Just keep going.
That's it. We'll take it to court.
Yes, the Supremes.
The Supreme Court. That's it. We'll take it all the way. All right. But hopefully you're getting your votes in. From what I understand, Andre is not a big fan of Looking Glass or the fact that we're doing this.
Why?
Right.
I mean,
because he wants some crap Beatles song like "Hey Bulldog" to be in there.
Oh, I'm trying to go back. Even if Looking Glass comes in at $4.99, trying to see.
I would
what,
be happy with that.
Oh, that'd be great.
We just want to see it show in the 500. Doesn't have to get up top.
I'm trying to see what song number 500 was last year. Give me a second. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
All right. Well, last year's number one song was. Oh, gee, Andre must have been so happy. It was "Hey Jude."
Oh, shocking!
Right, because it took 2 years for it to be number one again. Because 2 years prior, it was also it. And he was like, "Hey Jude, who are you?" And then "Hey Jude," and then "Stairway to Heaven," and then "A Day in a Life." See, Andre just gives it. I think he's worried that it's going to suppress some Beatles
that's
songs.
That's what it is. We just figured it out.
Right. Well, that's what it is. You know, because he wants as many of the Beatles songs in there as he can possibly get in there.
All right. Well, here's.
Right? So if you're not going to vote for Brandy, vote for Billy Joel, because that'll piss off Andre also.
500 was Welcome to the Machine by Pink Floyd last year.
Right,
$4.99, I Just Want to Make Love to You, Mississippi Queen, Land of Confusion, Smoking in the Boys' Room. It's My Life by the Animals.
All right. So that's the bottom 10?
That's the bottom five.
The bottom
500
five?
To $4.95.
Okay. All right. So we should be able to be there. Brandy could be there. So please, vote early, vote often, just like they do in South Philly.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
Robert Plant. I said it would go after Led Zeppelin. I said it was something about Robert Plant. Robert has decided he has been going through his archives, and he's decided that he will release all of his unreleased songs when he dies.
Oh.
And he's given directions to his family to just put them all out there for free, right? But anything that's laying around, unless he decides to, you know, let any of it out in between now and death, right? We won't hear any of it until after he dies. Okay.
Great.
You got to be at the funeral. He's going to have speakers in his coffin.
have that Led Zeppelin shirt from yesterday.
All right. 59 degrees outside, mostly cloudy with some sun later on. We're getting to 76. There's a story this morning that on average, you know, with this being a big holiday weekend, people are probably taking to the roads. And on average, right, we can only spend 3 hours and 46 minutes in the car with our family before they drive us nuts. and we can spend more time with friends, 4 hours and 23 minutes before they drive us nuts. But overall, the limit is 3 hours and 46 minutes for family.
Okay.
Right? I remember, well, you know what? See, I come from a time where, you know, a dad could drive and swing a backhand to the back
seat.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, you know.
Me too.
Just, it took nothing at all. Never took his eyes off the road. Could get the both of us. Slap, slap. Right.
No iPads in the way.
Nothing. No headrests.
Right.
Right. No seat belts holding him down.
Thank you.
Exactly.
You know what? That brings up a good idea, seeing that it is a travel weekend. And you know what's wild? This is the average American hasn't left their home in 3.5 years. So the idea of, so add the pandemic to that. You can only imagine how crazed people are going to be.
Right.
But road trips, and, you know, when we say road trips, of course, we mean
road trip.
Right? They can be, I mean, I remember going to Florida. How my father lived through this drive was beyond.
Oh, my God.
I was in
family
like
the, trip,
I,
drive down there?
Drive down there. I was in like the ninth grade. Oh. For some reason, there used to be these cartoons that had this follow the bouncing ball and you would sing the song along.
Sure. I know those.
Right? All right. And one of them was California, Here I Come. And so we're living in New York and we're going to Florida. And me and my brother, it's from the moment we get in the car, we start singing California, Here I Come, right? And every time we would stop somewhere to like get a drink or lunch or something, get back in the car, California, oh, here God. I come. I mean, how my father lived through that without killing us is beyond me.
He just drove his car into the Atlantic.
I could go on forever with family road trip stories. But you got one?
Yeah, it was a few years ago, and it was. Technically family, because I was married to Kristen, but with some friends as well. We drove to Pittsburgh
right
in August using my in-laws' Suburban.
is this the one without the air conditioning?
And the air conditioning was broken.
Oh, my God.
So we're driving 80 miles an hour with the windows open. Nobody could talk to anybody because you can't hear anything. Not only so on the way there, we get stuck. We kind of get penned in between a few cars. And in front of us is some sort of truck. Must be a trash truck, but I swear to God, it smelled like it was rotting corpses. And we can't put the windows up because it's mid-August driving out to Pittsburgh. So that was a five-hour ride that way. Coming home, same issue. It started to rain.
Oh, man.
Oh, so the windows are half cracked because it's still humid and rainy. Another 5 hours. Worst trip we've ever had to do.
Cindy, what about you?
You know, I took a lot of road trips when I was a kid.
Right.
So we did none with my kids.
You learned your lesson.
I wanted to spare Randy that.
I mean, the dad and car stories, road trip stories are just fantastic. If you've got one, we want to hear it this morning. What is your family road trip story or your dad in a car story? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. So we saw the story this morning about, on average, we spend 3 hours and 46 minutes in the car with our family before they drive us nuts. And with this being a big travel weekend, we're curious about your family road trips or dad in the car, wherever it might be. What was it for you? Was it the road trip or was it dad?
Well, both. I was in a local band. I was in bands all my life. We actually planned a tour with 4 shows in California, loaded up a trailer, and an SUV, drove across country. Literally every single show got canceled. So we went across country for nothing. So there's that.
But you guys were that good, huh?
Yeah, we were very popular on the West Coast.
You didn't know about Dave's Beatdown yet.
And with my parents, we never had a car that could make it much further past Lancaster County. So that's where we always ended up. And my entire childhood was just being stuck behind Amish buggies. And my mom driving, who was motion sick and never had the gall or the nerve to go around a freaking buggy. So we were always stuck behind, you know, Abner Stolzfus and his brood. My whole childhood.
So what's it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Tell us about your family road trip from hell or just, you know, stories of dad in the car.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Combined Express and Delaware Valley Shippers, now hiring Class A CDL drivers. Learn more at CombinedExpress.com. It's Klaus Meine's birthday. Klaus from the Scorpions, a great guy. Every time he's called in, is always happy to do an interview, has plenty to say. And when Blackout, the first album, came out, it got them the opportunity to spend a lot of time in the States. And, the craziness of being on the road in the States is what gave us Rock You Like a Hurricane. Here, Klaus will explain.
Those lyrics were very much inspired by touring. For every rock musician in the world to come to America in the 80s, that was the place to really experience and the interactive thing with the audience and what's going on everywhere. On stage and backstage and every day, 24 hours a day, you can't get more rock and roll than this. And I think that all sums up in the lyric and in this song, Rock You Like a Hurricane.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
It's hard to believe, but there are rock bands who will go out on stage and not play their most popular song. I remember when we had the 30th or the anniversary for MMR, okay. And Todd Rundgren was playing, right, and refused to play Bang the Drum. Pierre went ballistic. He went absolutely, who does he think he is? Well, he thinks he's Todd Rundgren, right? But it is amazing. And I'm talking about big hit songs,
yeah.
All right? Well, get us started.
Now, for the three of us, this will be no surprise because we've talked to him about this. Mr. Roboto and Styx, they will not play that because the song and the album that it came from caused a huge rift in the band, which led to them breaking away from Dennis DeYoung.
And
we've talked to Dennis about this. Right. So since that happened, they've said, well, it's his concept. Nope.
All right. Yeah. The most Styx does of Mr. Roboto is Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, and then they move on to another song. they make it part of a medley. All right. What do you got?
REM's Shiny Happy People.
Uh-huh.
Michael Stipe, this is a classic case. Michael Stipe thought that it had limited appeal. And the band, this is hilarious. It's a top 10 hit.
Right.
One of their only four top 10 hits. They didn't even put it on their 2003 Greatest Hits album.
Huh.
It's not even on the album.
This is just on Michael's choice.
I guess so.
Yeah. All right. This is one that really doesn't play into our music, but everybody knows it. Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. Mm-hmm. Right. Ironically, it no longer made him happy. He said, quote, I just got tired of singing.
So, Foo Fighters and their song Big Me, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, that's a great song. Yeah,
the video for the song was a parody of a Mentos commercial.
Mentos. Well, you got to say that. Mentos.
And after that came out, fans started throwing Mentos on the stage anytime they'd play it, and they hurt when they hit.
Imagine. The Beastie Boys.
Right?
You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party.
Right.
It was meant to satirize frat boy / jock culture, but then those people latched onto it and said, no, this is legit.
Yeah.
We're going to make it a party anthem. Right.
And one is just par for the course. Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
No way, really?
Yeah. The song was so successful, it totally went against their counterculture reputation that they went, we can't play this, but we can.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
We're going to get to stories in just a little bit. I give you the opportunity, with this being the holiday weekend it is everybody's going to start traveling. All I keep hearing, though, are especially down the shore, are all these reports of people can't find employees. They can't find people to work because we're paying them so much in unemployment that why go get a job, right?
Free beer at the OD, all right.
There you go. All right.
Serve yourself.
All right. But we want to hear your stories. We want to hear your road trip stories, right? Although I think of the three of us, Dave has topped us.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Dave has topped us.
In terms
us.
Of waste of time.
Waste of time.
Yeah.
Travel to California, what, 4 gigs?
We had 4 gigs. Every single one got canceled. Up the entire coast, too, from right? San Fran to San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous coast, though.
And right? You guys had a record deal.
No, we didn't. No, it's a local band. Shot in the Dark.
Oh, okay.
No, this wasn't when I was truly a professional. Semi-professional.
Oh, I thought it was then.
Yeah. Three tours got canceled then.
Right. Yeah, right.
But Cindy's got the best story of all. She hated them so much, she didn't force her family to do any. Poison and nothing but a good time. That's all it is. Just none, and don't get better than this. And I hope it does, because right now, obviously, it's not all that good. 61 degrees outside with temperatures getting up to 76.
It was dark.
Sheesh.
No, I was talking about myself and my explanation there.
Oh.
And mostly cloudy with sun later on. Sun is fighting to get out. Hopefully we'll see some today. 76 the expected high. 61 degrees outside right now. Bright side coming up. And if you've got something you want to say on the bright side list, text it on into us. MGK, MGK, that is 645-645. But earlier this morning, we were talking about this, and people have been calling in, got a bunch of people on hold here. A new poll came out that said we can only be in the car with our family for 3 hours and 46 minutes before they drive us completely nuts. It seems we can spend a little more time with friends, 4 hours and 23 minutes, but that's really about it. And with that in mind, and the fact that this is a big holiday weekend and a lot of travels going on, and people are anxious to get out on the road, we're asking the question about your family road trips and dad in the car, whichever it might be. You drove from here to Pittsburgh in a Suburban.
With no air conditioning.
And how many people?
Six of us.
Oh, six God. People. Right.
And on the way home, humid and rain.
Right.
With no air conditioning.
All right. And you did...
My local band mounted an ambitious tour across country to California, and every single show got canceled.
Right.
Drove completely across country for no reason.
And I went to Florida with my parents when I was young. And this is a part of the story I didn't tell you.
Okay.
All right. You know, so Joe in the car, dad, my dad in the car was like, every DeBella has a driving thing. We love to drive. Everyone in the family always loved it, right? But Dad, we're on our way, and we see a sign that says, you know, Miami 100 miles. Right? And we're like, so, and again, and when every time we got in the car, my brother and I would start singing California, Here I Come. Right. So by the time we got to 100 miles from Miami, my father had to be just, you know, last thing he wanted to do was hear this song again. But we see that sign 100 miles from Miami. He's like, California, here I come. Oh, all right. And we're driving for about an hour when all of a sudden we pass a sign that says Miami, 100 miles. I don't know where my father took the left, the right, or whatever it was he did, but we ended up at the exact same spot about an hour, hour and a half later.
Oh, what did your mom do?
We all did the same thing. No one made a sound.
California, here I
No one made a sound at all. I don't think anybody spoke for the next 2 hours.
We might not have spoken
until we got to Miami.
What sign?
All right. But everybody's got their story, and you know, well, it's Holiday Road. And Paul, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Is it a dad and car story, or is it the family road trip?
It was a family road trip, but it wasn't actually in the car. My parents booked the trip to Cancun, and they thought that we were going on Saturday. We got down to the airport, and the tickets read on Sunday. So they never looked at the plane tickets. Back then, there was curbside check-in, and they said, this flight does not leave until tomorrow. And it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. My brother and I were young. So we went all the way back home. My parents' friends caught wind of it, and they brought, like, salsa and margaritas over that night. That's very nice to have a little party at our parents' house. Yeah.
That's great. Kim, all right, is it a dad and car story, or is it a family road trip?
It's a family road trip.
All right, go ahead.
We were going from Jersey down to Florida. My mom, had my sister and I, and the dog. My parents, we bought 2 8-track tapes to go back and forth. One was Jesus Christ Superstar, and the other one was the Partridge Family.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Did you guys, was it a sing-along ride the whole time, too?
Pretty much. I said, yeah, it was.
Right, but the only part they knew was Jesus Christ Superstar. Have a good morning. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
I am damn fine. So tell us about your family road trip.
Back in 71, my dad bought a camper. You know, the ones that slide in the back of a pickup truck.
Okay.
The big trip for us that year was he was going to take a month off from work, and we were going to drive across country. So imagine my mom, my dad, my brother, and my sister and me. So the three of us actually couldn't fit in the truck, so we had to fit in the camper. So if my dad heard the back of the camper that he didn't like, he would swerve all over the road and throw us all over the back of the trailer. Wait, here's the best part. One time, my brother was smoking a cigarette, and my dad smelled the smoke, so he started swerving back and thinking, my sister was on the toilet. Threw her off the toilet, out of the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so imagine 30 days of that, John.
Oh, brother. Go on, what about yourself? Family road trip from hell. What was it?
Yeah, we were driving to Key West, and it was a long, long trip. And we were playing car bingo with my 14-year-old daughter. And on the car bingo, we could not find a horse or a dog. No big deal. We finished our Key West trip, and on the way home, she really wanted to see a horse and a dog. I'm driving down the road, and on the right-hand side, I see a horse coming up. Well, the horse was doing something rather weird to another horse. As we approached that horse, I hollered, look to the car to the left. There's a dog. She looked to the left. We passed the horse, and the trip was safe. But it was a long trip.
Hey, it's a long trip from Miami to Key West, let alone from here.
Oh, yeah. Doing it next week again. Love that Key West trip.
Wow, you're a glutton for punishment.
Yes, I am.
Have a good morning.
John and Bella Show.
God I had this.
I only found out that was Lindsay like 2.5, 3 years ago.
Yeah,
no me idea. Too. Same.
Yeah, most people don't realize it's a Lindsay Buckingham song. 61 degrees outside. Thank you for your road trip stories.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.